The next two types of white blood cells are the agranulocytes, which means that through the microscope, they do not, their cytoplasm does not appear granular. I do want to mention, by the way, that some people are surprised when they look at blood under the microscope because they expect the red blood cells to be sort of dark colored and the white blood cells to be light colored. In fact, because the white blood cells have a nucleus, and often a very large nucleus, and the red blood cells do not. In fact, the white blood cells are usually stained in a microscope slide, and they will appear rather dark purple with some white cytoplasm around them, whereas the red blood cells are going to appear kind of pale pink to whitish, much less visible, much less distinctive than the white blood cells. So let's go on to the agranulocytes. The most important, in a sense, are the lymphocytes. These are the smallest white blood cells. They're the most specialized of the white blood cells. And we'll talk quite a bit more about them when we talk about the immune system a little bit later in the semester. And these are the white blood cells that produce antibodies. And antibodies are, they're not really a secret weapon of the body, but antibodies are a very effective method or weapon, you can think of, in the arsenal of the body for fighting pathogens, fighting any kind of bacteria, worm, parasite, virus, etc., that might be trying to infect the body. And lymphocytes are also involved with regulating the immune response. Kind of like blood clotting, the immune response is sort of a delicate balance. You want to have enough of an immune response so that you can combat any kind of invaders that get into the body, and also detect things like cancer cells or other problems that need to be taken care of. On the other hand, you don't want the immune system to be too overactive because then you end up with problems like autoimmune diseases where your body's immune system attacks your own tissues, or you end up with allergies where your immune system ends up identifying harmless molecules and harmless cells and so on as if they were pathogens. So suddenly you become allergic to pollen, even though pollen in and of itself can't damage you. So lymphocytes. They regulate the immune system. They're going to be involved in either ramping up the immune system, getting it more active, or toning it down. And what I should mention, lymphocytes come in, there are many different kinds of lymphocytes. We won't go into all of the different kinds today. We'll wait until we get into talking about the immune system. But just know that there's more than one type of lymphocyte, and they are involved in regulating the immune response. Now, other immune cells do participate in regulating the immune response to some extent as well. And keep in mind that there's going to be some overlap oftentimes between these different types of cells. And again, we'll talk more about why that is when we get to the immune system, when we talk about that. But the lymphocytes are very specialized, and they're also involved with your long-term immunity. So, for example, if you had the flu last year and your body created antibodies against it, it also created a memory of last year's flu, which makes you immune to last year's flu. Unfortunately, the flu tends to mutate each year, so our memory of the flu from last year doesn't help us to fight the flu from this year. But if you had chickenpox, for example, as a kid, you have an immunological memory of that, and for the most part, you will not be infected with chickenpox again in your lifetime. We'll, again, talk more about that later when we talk about the immune system. The last type of white blood cell that I want to talk about are the monocytes. And these are the largest. They're not as numerous as the neutrophils, but what they do is they sort of patrol the body. Some of them are actually stationary. They live in certain tissues, and they move about quite a bit in the tissues. And what they do is, if an infection is detected, they turn into cells that are called macrophages. And macrophages our phagocytic cells. They're much larger than the neutrophils. You can kind of think of them as neutrophils on steroids. So if the neutrophils are not able to take care of an infection, the next line of defense that will come in are going to be the macrophages. And the monocytes are cells that will turn into macrophages if the macrophages are needed.